From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Each week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro areas. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. In today's episode, I speak with Dr. Jerome Williams, the Senior Vice President of Consumer Engagement for Novant Health, on how improving healthcare equity gaps has never been more important. This podcast was recorded on October 1st, 2020. Dr. Williams, flu season is right around the corner. Temperatures are dropping, and we're still not yet through this pandemic. What may be the potential impact of flu season on the pandemic, and what is Novant Healthcare doing in preparation?
Yeah, so that's a great question and great concern for all of our communities, given that we do have an ongoing pandemic and we're right around the corner, or I should say, heading into the flu season. And obviously, the symptoms of COVID-19 and the flu are very similar or can be very similar. And so I'm sure there's a lot of concern as to how to prepare for this upcoming season. And so we've been really focused on this actually way early in late spring, early summer, because we know that every year we have a flu season. We have a flu season without a pandemic, right? And so how do you prepare for both? And what we've done is, first and foremost, we're encouraging everyone to get a flu shot. That's first and foremost. And we've set up many different areas for individuals to get a flu shot. So typically, we'd have individuals go to their clinics and their primary care provider. But in addition to that, we're establishing drive-through, curbside flu vaccination, so individuals don't have to physically, you know, go into a clinic. In addition, we have a mobile unit that provides vaccinations throughout the community. We use our mobile units for vaccinations for children going back to school and things of that nature. So we really want to increase our access points into the community to make sure everyone has an opportunity to get vaccinated for the flu. That's number one. Number two, we continue to provide COVID-19 testing and actually increasing our capacity for COVID-19 testing. Foundation of tracking, tracing, and battling this disease is with testing. And so we have to have the capacity to continue to perform COVID-19 testing. Foundationally, we have to continue to communicate to the communities, wear a mask, social distancing of 6 feet, wash your hands thoroughly, and avoid touching common areas such as, you know, faucets and refrigerators and doorknobs. Try your best to avoid touching those areas and washing your hands very frequently. Probably what's most important that is receiving the least amount of attention is to create a culture where health is a shared value, meaning that what I do impacts your health and what you do has an impact on my health. So if you are not wearing a mask, it does have a direct impact on my health. So we really need to continue to develop a culture of health as a shared value across our communities.
Novant Health has partnered with Queen's University for its reopening process. What was the important items to consider in navigating those strategies?
The relationship with Queen's, or I should say the relationship with any of our corporate or university partners as it relates to COVID-19 return to work services, they're very tailored and unique for the particular environment. So when you talk about Queen's University, right, you're talking about not only students, right, you're talking about faculty. You're not just talking about faculty. You're talking about vendors to the campus, people visiting campuses. So you have to do a deep dive in collaborating and consulting with the team at Queen's University to see, one, what are their plans, what are their desires to return back to school. And based on those desires, we formulate a plan. So what do we have to look at? We have to look at where are students, before they even get to campus, how are students going to be screened and are tested? When they are finally tested and they're on campus, how do we screen them on campus, and we use a technology called a symptom checker, a Novant Health application that we've created, and it's a series of questions that an individual goes through, and based on the answers to those few questions, you get a green light, which is you're safe to go on campus or safe to go to work, a yellow light, which is, hey, we have to dig a little bit deeper before you can go on the campus, and red, which is you're not passing the symptom checker to go on the campus. So that's a key element of getting the students and faculty back on campus. Once again, the cornerstone principle, though, I should have started with this, is the collective commitment to understanding that we're all in this together. The collective commitment, which, once again, I go back to culture, right? The collective commitment that we're all in this together. We all have to abide by social distancing. We all have to wear masks and comply with testing and the rules that have been developed. It's like a compact, right? It's a compact that they all engaged in. And so, in addition, we look at things such as, what do you do with the water fountains? What do you do with your break areas? You know, what type of disinfectants are you using to clean your environment? So it's a very comprehensive process that we go through to keep the campus safe, and not just for students, but faculty and vendors and people who visit the campus.
Telehealth has been a part of the discussion for the last number of months, and its incredible potential is only just starting to be recognized. From your perspective, what has been revealed about the potential of telehealth and telemedicine, and how is Novant planning to capitalize on it?
Right. So great question once again. Telehealth or virtual health, when we talk about virtual health, there are many different ways of connecting to patients digitally. We have been engaged in virtual health for a couple of years now. Interestingly, the adoption was pretty low. Why the adoption was pretty low, and this is universal across healthcare systems, has to do with reimbursement, has to do with consumer avoidance of technology, and to a certain degree, provider acceptance of using the technology. However, when COVID-19 hit, we went from approximately about 1,000 telehealth visits in all of 2019 to a peak of anywhere between 10 and 15,000 virtual visits a day. Our platform was already in place. We just had to scale it up. And the adoption from consumer and provider was just well received. And I will say that the comfort level that consumers now have and the benefits of telehealth will clearly be present post-COVID. What do I mean by that? Consumers are now understanding that many of their chronic medical conditions can be managed via virtual health or telehealth platform without taking out time out of your day to come to a physician's office and then go back to work or back home. So we don't see this contracting. We actually see these virtual health distribution channels growing. In addition to that, we have at Novant an exclusive device called Title Care. We're the only healthcare system in North Carolina that has exclusive right to use Title Care, T-Y-T-O Care. And what that is, it's a device that a consumer or individual has actually in their home or at their place of employment where we can actually do a physical exam. It's a device where we can look into their ear, we can take their temperature, we can listen to heart sounds and lung sounds, and this is all on a virtual platform. So it extends our telehealth capabilities from just history, which is talking, which is important, but also to a partial physical examination. So those capabilities will only increase as we continue to move forward.
Novant Health has actively invested in community clinics, mobile health units, and innovative wellness and screening programs. An example of this is the Novant Health Michael Jordan Family Medical Clinic. How is this a part of Novant's overall strategy to improve healthcare across equity gaps?
Once again, this focused our strategy, Novant's strategy in achieving health equity predated COVID by many years. And over the last 3 years, we've opened 7 brick and mortar clinics in historically excluded areas. And you mentioned one of them, the Novant Health Michael Jordan Family Medicine Clinic. The first one opened last year. The second one will be opening in the next day or two. Actually, technically, it is open, but the grand opening will be in the next day or two. And these clinics are strategically placed in areas where data has demonstrated there's been lack of healthcare access, okay? And so, as I mentioned, 7 clinics have been opened up in our surrounding region and geographic footprint, but that's only part of it. The other part of it, as you mentioned, includes our mobile units. On our mobile units, we actually go into historically excluded areas providing screening and health and wellness services. When COVID-19 hit, those mobile units were transformed into screening as well as COVID testing units and units for distribution of masks and information into communities. We also pushed out a lot of our telehealth and virtual health services to individuals in historically excluded communities. So we have a comprehensive strategy that looks at not just biological and genetic variables or indicators or influences of health. We also look at social determinants of health. And so what do we mean by social determinants of health? We work with individuals who may have housing insecurities, food insecurities, lack of access to upward mobility. And we attack those problems through partnerships in the community. One partnership is with Loaves and Fishes. So we're a healthcare system. We're not subject matter experts in food bank, but we are an anchor institution in the community, and we create a platform for bringing partners together to leverage our expertise to bring solutions to communities. So we partnered with Loaves and Fishes, and we purchased the mobile unit and donated to Loaves and Fishes, where we are taking this unit to historically excluded areas that are facing food insecurities. Individuals are screened for food insecurities, and through that mobile food pharmacy, we're able to provide food and then connect them to food banks. But more importantly, we also have a tool connected to our electronic medical record called My Community. It's an online tool where our providers can connect consumers to health and human services, such as individuals looking for job training, individuals looking for homes and things of that nature.
You know, in that same vein, Novant Health has invested millions in upward mobility initiatives, such as the Charlotte Housing Opportunity Investment Fund, to address affordable housing. What new areas has Novant Health identified future upward mobility opportunities?
So first and foremost, we start with our own family, our Novant Health family and employees. We have 30,000 employees. And first and foremost, we wanted to make sure that all of our employees have a standard of living that's above the state mandated minimum wage. So we essentially invested about $4 million in raising the living wage above the state mandated living wage. That's first and foremost, taking care of our team members. Secondly, out in the community, we understand that there are a number of individuals who they have leadership positions in the community, but they don't have a voice. So we created a program called the H Drive Experience, which is a community leadership program initiative that identifies less heard, high potential leaders. And we invest in those individuals in terms of leadership development and then partner with them in the communities that they serve. We have engaged in what we call an Upward Mobility RN Scholarship or Upward Mobility Nursing Scholarship. And so what that program is, it identifies medical assistants, and medical assistants are often some of the lowest paid individuals in healthcare. Medical assistants who have a desire to go to nursing school and scale the upward mobility ladder. However, there are challenges that they may have. And so we provide a structured, intentional support system to guide them through a medical assistance to RN to job placement. What are some of those support systems? Well, if you go back to nursing school, you are unable to work a full-time job. So what we've done is we've guaranteed salary and benefits down to 12 hours. So initially, if you work a 40-hour week, if you have to go to school, nursing school, study, take care of your family, there's no way you're going to be able to do that successfully. So if your working hours drop down to 12 hours a week, we will still support their salary and benefits for the 2 years that they're in nursing school. We also support them in terms of a nurse coach. We also provide a life coach because often there are other challenges outside of just the professional upward mobility. And then once they graduate the program, although they're not obligated to work for Novant, we will have a position for them within our system, thus creating upward mobility pathways for that individual. We also have a community health worker program. A community health worker is an individual that we identify from certain communities that then goes through a certification program. They learn empathy training, they are informed in trauma care, and we take those individuals and they're connected to communities And with those individuals link community members to Health and Human Services. Okay, so once again, creating an opportunity for that individual from a challenged community to be employed by Novant that works in that community. And then lastly, we provide various grants and awards and sponsorships to organizations, workforce organizations, Urban League, Charlotte Works, to help develop workforce opportunities throughout the community.
You know, this year has been incredibly challenging for all, and the tests that come to each and every one of us each and every day have been a bit overwhelming from time to time. What have the past number of months taught you about resilience?
Wow. So what's taught me is a number of things. First and foremost, that when there is a significant challenge, I'll speak to the Novant team members, Novant community. It's amazing to see individuals pull together for a common cause, a common directionality in a crisis time. You really see what you're made of as an individual and your team is made of when you come together for a common cause and challenge. That's number one. Number two, you also see that, you know, we hear so many negative things and images in the papers and media and what have you, social media. But what's not reported, in my opinion, is the goodness that you see out there. The goodness of people, the souls, the good souls that are out there pulling together in a community fashion, a neighborhood fashion. And that is something that has been really beautiful to see and has been very, very encouraging. So those are the take-home messages that I've received during this challenging time.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.